Well, let me do this before I get on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Pastor.
All right, Pastor.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Gloria, to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, you sound like Grandma.
Yeah, you did sound like Mama singing. But you know, Mama made records, you know. She was one of the MMPs. They made albums when she was singing. So that's a good thing.
Oh, wow. Passing on down to her son.
Oh, she's like, don't
she's saying it. Hey, I've blessed the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
Oh, shall make a boast in the Lord. Shall hear thereof and be glad.
Yes, yes.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes, Lord.
Let us exalt his name together.
Hallelujah.
Lord, than his whole temple.
Yes.
Always keep solid for him.
Hallelujah.
I was glad when it said unto me,
yes.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes,
thy feet Jesus. Shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Anybody mm-hmm. glad to be in the house of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Oh, yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The 122nd day of the year.
Yes, yes.
And God has yet kept us here.
Amen.
For that, we need to give him a praise in this
morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is wonderful. God is gracious. God is mighty. God is powerful. God is loving. God is kind. God is everything.
Yes,
our hope, our joy, and our peace for tomorrow. He's our everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise for his blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Born upon us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
It's time we're going to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ask. Elder Gitch to give us a prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this day.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for being so good to us, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank us, God, for bringing us this far.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
God.
We thank you, God, how you have kept us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We owe you praise, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. 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 So we come this morning as we know how to give you praise.
Yeah, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have done
yes.
for us. We thank yes. you.
Thank you.
We give you honor. We thank you for our pastor on today.
Yes,
yes.
Yes,
God.
Thank you for yes, the birthday person on today, God.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, God, for all your goodness.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Everyone this morning, the faces mm-hmm. that can see, Lord, I just thank you for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Keep keeping them, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless this service on today.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Anybody that came in to the service this morning with maybe a heavy heart, that when they leave this service, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, they'll be picking up.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Joy and happiness, oh God.
Yes.
And the word that will keep them throughout this week.
Yes.
Father God, we just thank you. And we just
thank you.
We exhort you, God.
Yes,
we
love
you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell you how much we love you. this prayer, asking the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord. First Sunday, we used to have our Holy Communion on First Sunday. We'll get started with that at this point.
Hallelujah.
On the eve that the Passover had to be killed, Jesus said to his disciples, Peter and John, go and prepare the place for the Passover that we're eating. The Passover with you before our supper. And they said, Master, where shall we go? Mm-hmm. He said, as you enter to the city, there you meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow that man where he goes and enter the house they enter. And when you're in the house, say to the good man of the household, where is the guest chamber? And the master will eat Passover with the disciples. And he'll show you a large upper room, furnished. There ye make ready.
Amen.
And went as the Lord had instructed. And they went and met the man as they entered the city, following him into the house where he went into. And there they asked the question, where is the guest chamber? The master will eat the Passover with the disciples. And he showed them the upper room. We're not in the upper room today, but we're in our home.
Yes.
And spiritually, we're in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen.
The house of God is wherever you go.
Amen.
For the Spirit of the Lord is in all of his people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so you are in his presence. And he's in your presence.
All Hallelujah. The time.
And so they made ready the Passover for that supper. Okay. And if you haven't already made ready for that, it's time for you to do that. You got to go get the body, the blood. You need to get it in place.
Boy. Okay.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. The evening when the 12 had assembled, Jesus and his disciples sat down around the table. And he said to them, with desire, I have great desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Not eat again to become renewed in my Father's kingdom. And he took the cup. And he took the bread. He took the cup of bread. And he break it, saying, this is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, he taking the cup and he lifted it up. And this is my blood of the New Testament shed for you for the remission of sin. And as often, drink ye all of it. And as often as you do this, you show forth my suffering. And here I come again. We are in the position that we can be with the Lord that evening when he did what he did. We were there in the spirit doing it as well. Okay. So it says, Apostle Paul says, if we are to eat and drink of the Lord's body and his blood, We need to first examine ourselves. And see if we're worthy to partake of his body and drink of his blood. For if you do eat and drink unworthy, you do eat and drink damnation to your own soul, not discerning the Lord's body, and you're guilty of his shed blood.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says that we need to examine ourselves. I can't examine you. Nobody else can examine you. Everybody got to examine themselves.
Yeah,
because only you
and
God knows what stands between you and him.
Amen.
Right. Some of us may think we know, but only you really know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure that you are ready and all right with him to do this. Paul said, for this reason many are sickly and some even sleep amongst us. We're not able to do this for you, but you can do it for yourself. As we go in prayer over this supper, the body and the blood, asking God to change it from its natural state to the spiritual state. Asking him to do this. And when we ask, we need to believe. Because he said, anything you ask of my Father in my name, that he will do for you. So when we eat this bread, it will no longer be bread. It will be the flesh of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When we drink this juice, it will no longer be juice, but the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Both will taste like the natural thing is, but this is a faith walk.
Amen.
What we do is by faith. You need to believe that you are eating his body.
Mm-hmm.
You need to believe that you are drinking his blood, because that's what you're doing, is representing that.
Mm-hmm.
And what God said he'll do, that he'll do.
Yes, he will.
And just as we eat this body and say it's the body of the Lord and believe that it is and drink his blood, it's the same way we receive everything else by faith.
Amen.
It remains like it's the same and not unchanged, but it has actually changed. And when we receive it that way, it will bring about that change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very important thing to do. Jesus said, do it in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it in remembrance of him, you might as well not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you do it, you do remember what he done for you. And so if you don't do it, you're saying he didn't do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're actually speaking louder than your words.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be a doer of the words and not just somebody that say it.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm going to ask one of the brothers or one of the ministers to lead us in prayer of this table.
Father and our God, we humbly say thank you.
Yes,
Lord.
For being God and being God in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to take part
of
this last supper. We ask you, dear Lord, that you would take the elements.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Change them elements,
yes, Father, Lord,
from the natural form.
My Lord.
Turn to the spiritual form.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
take
God.
The bread, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, God.
Take the bread, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
And let us take of it as the body of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Take the cup, dear Lord.
Lord Jesus.
The juice of the cup, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Change it to the blood.
Yes,
Lord.
So realize, Heavenly Father, the blood.
Yes.
Amen.
The blood makes us white as snow.
Yes.
Danger to the blood, Heavenly Father.
It, Lord.
Yes, God.
When we drink of the blood, Heavenly Father, it runs through our body, dear Lord.
Yes,
Lord. And it cleanses us, Heavenly Father.
Yes, every way, Lord.
Heavenly Father, be cleansed from this blood, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need these elements, Heavenly Father, and help us to change our lives as we partake of this body.
Yes,
when we
God.
Finish this supper, the Lord, make us a new creature.
Yeah.
Make us a new person, Heavenly Father.
Yeah, thank
give
you,
us new ideas, new thoughts, Heavenly Father. Make us brand new, the Lord.
Yes,
Lord for us, the Lord.
Damn,
and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise.
Oh,
and the honor we'll give to you.
Yes,
in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be
to God. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Let's take the body and let us eat together. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken for you for the remission of sin. Eat together.
Amen.
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 Cup. This is the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for remission of your sin.
Thank you.
Drink ye all of it.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And just a little bit of this song. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again?
Nothing but
the blood of
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Jesus arose from the table.
Thank you, God.
He aside his garment.
Mm-hmm.
Girded himself with a towel and put water in the basin. And he knelt down and began to wash his disciples' feet. We're not going to do that today. But we will, so we can get back together.
Mm-hmm.
We can wash our feet. Because Jesus said, if I wash thee not, to Peter, you have no part with me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right? And we all want to have part with the Master.
Amen.
Okay, he also said in his instructions, I've given you an example that you should do unto others as I have done unto you. And that was at that time, washing feet. Now, you have people say that you don't have to, it's got to be willing to do it. But James said you got to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Let us keep that in mind. And as soon as you can get to a place where feet are being washed, do it in remembrance of the Lord. What he was doing was showing us how to be humble. Come low and humble is the way to the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
And we got to be low and we got to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Bless you. Okay. Scripture today comes out of the book of St. John, 14th chapter, beginning at verse 12. St. John, 14th chapter, beginning with verse 12. Very familiar passage of scripture. We have people quoting that first verse of that chapter all the time. Okay. So we have it. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, and to you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do,
also,
and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Stopping there with that 15th verse. And we want to talk briefly to you this day from this question. Do you love God?
Amen.
Ask somebody, do you love God?
Do you love God? Do
you love God? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Most of the time, if you would ask someone that question, you will get some of, without hesitation, I love him. Mm-hmm. But most of the time when people say that, they say that because it's just something they've been saying all their lives and hearing people say. And really never giving it the thought that it needs in order for them to really, really say that I love God. Sometimes we say it because it may embarrass them not to say what they really love to. They want people to think they love them. But really, they don't love them.
Man.
Statement is made here. If you love me,
my Lord,
keep my commandments.
Keep my commandments.
So, just as you try to please everybody in your life that you love, you should do the same thing with God.
Mm-hmm.
And to please him, is to
love him.
Do what it says do.
Amen.
To please him is to keep his word in your heart, in your mind, so that they'll come out in your actions and your deeds. Things you speak, how you speak to someone. You will be careful how you speak. Give them gentle words, words of kindness, words of love, words of compliment,
amen.
Words of endorsement, words that will cause them to glorify God and to lift them up.
Yes, yes, we, God.
To come together, to exalt one another. Because during the day, during the week, during the month, during the year, we go through different things.
Yes.
And different things come our way that are not pleasant, that has caused us to have some concern. Many things happen in our lives that tend to upset us and to pull us down, to make us feel like we are nothing. And that is coming from, we think, other people, but really is coming from the devil. Okay, but we are right because we don't see the devil. We don't see that one that we grew up seeing on Lycan. Picturing him with horns, red fiery face, long tail with a in. And that pit spot.
My Lord.
Oh, we don't see him. He never gets blamed for what he's doing.
That's true.
The one that gets the blame is you, and me. Okay. We never call it what it is.
That's true.
If you can remember what Jesus said when it was coming out of the mountain after fasting 40 days and 40 nights. The word said during that time he didn't eat nothing. Okay. He drunk something because you can't stay without water that long.
Oh yes.
Okay. So he said it does not say he didn't eat or drink. During that time he ate nothing. And so the devil tempted him with the thing that he wanted or needed the most. Some food. He said, if thou be the Son of God,
yes,
command these stones to become bread. In other words, he's saying, I know you're hungry. And you know you're hungry.
Yes.
And you're saying you're the Son of God, and the Son of God should be able to do anything. So now, call this stone become bread. Okay. And that would be us. We'd be doing our best to change it to bread. But Jesus knew who he was. And Jesus knew that he didn't have to change stones to bread.
Yes, sir.
His Father can feed him. That for food you don't see. Feed him. Things that's not in our presence.
My Lord.
God can take care of him and will take care of him.
Yes, he will.
Right. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
But by every word
of the Lord
come out from the mouth of God.
Amen.
Therefore, you got to know that this is this fact. And on another occasion, when he was speaking to Peter, Peter said, he asked him the question, whom the men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Yes, my Lord.
And Peter, and they began to say to him, some say Elijah, some say Moses, mm-hmm. some say this, and some say that. But Jesus came to ask them, but whom do you say I am?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, doesn't matter what other people say you are,
mm-hmm.
he is. It's what you say.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what other people call you.
Amen.
It's who you call you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Okay. You define yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can.
Glory be to God.
God has defined you already. And so your definition as to who you are should be the same as who God said you are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. And Jesus now listened to Peter. And Peter said, thou art Christ.
Yes, yes.
The Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Jesus said to them, flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto you, Peter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It had to be the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And after Peter has done that, just a few short while later,
mm-hmm.
Jesus was telling him about what is going to happen to him. And Peter began to rebuke him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus turns to Peter and didn't say, Peter, get behind me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he looked at Peter and said, Satan.
Amen. Amen.
Get behind me.
Tell it.
Yeah, yeah,
get behind me, Satan.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. He wasn't speaking to Peter.
Right.
He was speaking to the spirit within him.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. But we speak to the person.
Right. Amen.
And the spirit that's in them stays in them and gets worse all the time.
Amen. Yeah.
All
right. But we need to start speaking to the cause of the problem.
Amen.
My Lord.
And that's the devil.
Amen.
We need to start hating the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And loving the person.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll say, I can't stand them.
So?
Now, if you can't stand them, you sure won't be standing in heaven.
Amen.
Because you can't get to go to heaven.
That's true.
Unless you love the Lord.
Amen.
And to love the Lord, you got the love. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Jesus said, how can you love God? God, whom you haven't seen.
Amen.
And hate your brother.
Mm-hmm.
That you see every day.
And that's right. Okay.
Amen. You got to love them in spite of themselves.
Yes.
Amen.
In spite of yourself.
That's right.
You got to love them.
Yes, sir. My
no matter what's going on, how bad you think they may have treated you.
Amen.
You gotta love them. It's not them.
Uh-uh.
It's the devil.
Yes, yes.
They don't really realize the devil used them.
Amen.
Yes.
Because like I said, he didn't come to them to put spit forks in his hand.
That's right.
Amen.
He didn't come to them with them horns showing.
That's right.
They want to blame who they see.
That's true.
Rather than blame who's really at the bottom of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you love God, you love everybody.
Amen.
You love God. You love your friends.
Yes, sir.
You love your enemy. Love everybody.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Not nobody, no special person to love.
Amen.
And you hate no one.
That's true.
You hate the devil that's in them.
Uh-huh.
You hate the things that they do.
Yes.
But you love the person.
Amen.
And you don't try to avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't season them and get them right, avoiding them.
Mm-hmm.
In one pot.
Mm-hmm.
And your meat in another pot.
Yes, yes.
The salt ain't gonna do that meat no good.
Mm-hmm.
Until it gets on the meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The two got to come together.
That's true.
And when you give God's word, that's the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rub the salt in. So it can get beat down to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that salt don't get to the bone, that meat's gonna rot.
Yes, it will. Yeah.
From the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And so you need to take that salt and use it every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. In your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, tell the world.
Yes.
That he saved.
Uh-huh.
Tell the world.
Yes.
He came to deliver them.
Uh-huh.
Tell the world he came to set them free.
Amen. Yes,
tell
yes,
the world,
God. Tell the world.
Love them.
My Lord.
God so loved the world.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Begotten Son.
Amen.
Whoever believes in him should not perish.
That's right.
Have everlasting life.
Glory to God.
Love you.
Yes.
Do you love him?
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Love you.
Uh-huh.
Do you really love him?
Amen.
My Lord.
Love him. Love your enemy.
Uh-huh.
Love right. him. Do good to them that despitefully use you.
Amen.
Do you love him.
Amen.
Because as we told you last week, you're only going and blessing yourself when those people come against you.
Uh-huh.
They think they come to hurt you,
uh-huh.
but they're blessing you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Praise the Lord.
And we don't see that.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Because we always see the bad that is being portrayed at that
amen.
Moment.
Uh-huh.
The bad that's being put forth
uh-huh.
during that time. And we're allowed to hurt our feelings.
Yes.
Yes.
And once it hurt our feelings, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. And we start having resentment
uh-huh.
for that person, but still saying I love him.
Yes.
Amen.
You can't love them and resent them.
That's right.
At the same time.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
The water from the fountain got to be sweet. Uh-huh. I saw it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay. Now you can't have both.
That's true.
It got to be one or the other.
Or the other. Mm.
No amen. In between. So that word that spelled L-I-K-E
uh-huh.
in relationship should not be.
Uh-huh.
You either love or you hate.
That's right.
No in between.
Mm-mm.
Okay, because when you say I like them, that means I don't really love them, and I don't really hate them. You know what Jesus called that? A hypocrite.
Amen.
Okay. And we don't know what to do with you.
Amen.
Okay. He said when you're lukewarm,
yes.
He wants you to be either hot.
No, okay. Amen.
Or even okay. cold.
That's right.
Lukewarm, it can't sell you.
That's right.
Okay, he said, I spew you up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen.
Okay. You upset the stomach. Okay. So you either love him or you hate him.
Yep.
So Jesus saying, if you love him, You can ask anything.
Anything.
Amen.
In his name.
That's right. My Lord.
You can ask it of the Father, and the Father will do it for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And if you love him, keep my commandments, it says.
Mm-hmm.
And I will pray to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall give you another
comforter.
Okay. You got another comforter around here.
Mm-hmm.
You look for us to comfort you. But when we fail to do that, and sometimes we fail to do so because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we fail to say the right word at the time that you need them,
mm-hmm.
we fail to call you or to come by to visit you at the time that you think you needed us.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you still got a comforter there.
Amen.
Amen.
Waiting for you to ask.
Yes, amen. Yes, God.
That comforter is the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's waiting for you to ask.
That's amen. Right.
Amen.
Okay. And when you ask, God will intercede.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, he will.
And do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Then we ask, and then we try to do it ourselves.
Amen. Yeah,
amen.
That's right. Amen.
So you ask God and then turn around and took it back.
Yeah. Yep.
It's all right, yeah. God, I'll do it. You know, sometimes we ask somebody to do things for us,
mm-hmm.
and because they don't move when we tell them to move,
amen.
We'll jump up and start doing it ourselves.
Amen. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can't wait for the person to do it for you. Sometimes we need to know how to wait.
Amen.
Yeah, yes.
Because amen. The word said, if we wait on the Lord,
yes, sir, he shall.
He will renew your strength.
Yeah.
Amen.
You will mount up a wings of eagle. You
mm-hmm.
to run and not worry, be weary. And you to walk and not faint.
Mm-hmm.
If we wait
amen.
On the Lord.
Mm-hmm. We got to have some patience in here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah.
And when you love God, you got patience.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
You just got to put it in action.
Yes. Well, it's so.
You got to call that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teach it, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Teach it.
And you're reclaiming that we have the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. We said we have the Holy Spirit. If you got the Holy Spirit, then you got patience.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Because the Holy Spirit is not coming within you.
Uh-huh.
Partly with what he needs to do the job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He comes with you the wholehearted with everything.
Yes.
Okay. You got everything, all that you need.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. We sang the song, all that I needed in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got all that you need to do mm-hmm. everything that God has given you to do. All yeah. given that God has asked you to do.
Yes.
You have yeah. everything that you need.
Amen.
Okay. Your faith just as great as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Your speech and your request of the Lord is just as great as it is for anybody else.
Yes, it is.
He has no respect to person.
Amen.
That's right.
Mm. He does for one.
Wow.
He'll do for all.
Yes, amen. Sir. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Somebody said in the song one day, ain't no secret what God can do.
That's right.
But it does for others,
you do
he'll do it for you.
Amen.
So if you love God, you believe that.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
If you love God, you know there's nothing impossible for you.
Yes,
if you love God, you know that you can do all things
right.
through him.
Amen.
Amen.
You if you love God,
mm-hmm.
believe him.
Yes.
Follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Do what it says do. If you love God, he
yes,
says
Lord.
you keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he that had my commandments and keep it them, he is that love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
Amen.
If you love Jesus, you love God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you love God, you love Jesus.
Amen.
The two is one.
Yes.
And you can't love one without having the other.
Yes.
Right. That's true.
And I will love you him and will manifest myself to him.
That's right.
If you love him, God will do what he said he'd do. And said the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things.
Hallelujah.
And bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. So whatever he said to you, you can count on
him. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. God has done it. Already done it.
Already done it.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you.
Yes.
Not as the world giveth.
Give
I unto you.
To you.
Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Okay. Now that's what he told you to do. The job is yours.
Amen.
To keep yourself from being troubled. Walking my head with a heavy load.
Amen.
He's already bored our grief.
Yes, he is.
He's already carried our sorrow. Why are you still carrying?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Why are you still working on it?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus already done it for you.
Hallelujah.
Say, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again.
Save you unto myself.
If you love me,
amen.
You will rejoice because I said I go to my Father. And my Father is greater than I.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was giving them his farewell. He said, I tell you I'm going to go. But I'm going to come again.
Amen.
But during this time that you'll be absent from me, he's telling you, don't be sad.
That's right.
Okay. During the time that they be absent from them, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Amen.
During this time that I'll be absent from you,
yes.
You need to rejoice.
Be exceedingly glad.
And do it because I go to my Father. If ye love me, he said.
Yes.
You will rejoice.
Because
I go to my Father. Do you love God? Do you really love him?
Amen. Yes, I do.
If you really love him,
yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Good God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him with him on the dance. Praise him for his
mercy. Yes, praise him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Has it done anything for you?
Yes,
Hallelujah. Sir. Thank you, Lord.
Has it done anything marvelous for you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And is that praising for those things that
you've
done?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him for his mighty power.
Yes.
For greatness. Praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise him for the joy of the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop praising him.
Hallelujah.
Think of his goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Think of his mercy.
Yes.
Think of his grace. For his grace and his mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Kept you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his mercy.
Yes, sir.
Is keeping
thank you.
Jesus.
His grace
thank
you, Jesus. Thank
and his
Jesus.
Mercy has brought you from this place to that
yes,
place.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And his mercy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sustain you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When we should be gone.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Grace has kept us here.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The devil would have taken us out.
Hallelujah.
God said not.
But God.
Hallelujah.
His mind.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
to God.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Loving because of his
thank
grace.
Yes,
Lord. His love and kindness.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And do
hallelujah.
It. Remember,
thank you, Lord.
When you love him,
hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus.
You have no fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
When you love him, you don't have to worry about and have a troubled heart.
Hallelujah. That's true.
Mm. All right.
Yes.
That's from the devil.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. As we said earlier,
mm-hmm.
stop disliking, that's what you call it. Mm-hmm. Stop hating
mm-hmm.
your sisters and your brothers.
Amen.
And love them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't love God if you don't love them.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God. Don't let the devil cause you to miss out on heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you're trying to satisfy or please the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there is no good thing in the flesh.
In the flesh.
So says the scripture.
Yes.
And the very best that we can do is just like filthy rags.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
So you can't clean it up.
No, sure can't.
Can't clean up your mess.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely can't clean up nobody else.
That's true.
That's right.
That's what God does with his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And his word. He says, now you are cleansed through the word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Right?
And don't worry about somebody not getting that just due. Because you didn't see him get be revenge for what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it.
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Amen. God has and he will
mm-hmm.
take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And remember, you got away with the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. That God has removed from your book. So why don't you want somebody else to have the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you love God. You love everybody, want the best for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Love sees no evil, hears no evil, speaks no evil. Okay. Love is kind.
Yes, yes, God.
Mm-hmm. Love is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And love suffers long. Look how long the law has been suffering with us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
God bless you, Professor.
Love ye one another. Mm-hmm. And don't speak ill of nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pray for them.
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Instead of talking about them, pray for them.
Help us, Lord.
So we just stand in need to pray ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. You think you're perfect? You definitely need prayer.
Amen.
That's right.
For the word said, none are perfect.
Amen.
But the Father.
Yes.
Which is in heaven.
Yes.
Well, everybody need grace. Everybody need mercy.
Yes.
Without grace and mercy, we won't none of us make it in.
Yes. Yes.
All of the guilty of breaking the law.
Yes.
Every one of them.
Yes.
Every one of them.
God bless and heaven smile upon you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for the word.
Hallelujah.
Glory, Pastor. Good word.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good word.
Amen.
And I love all of you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we love you too.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get your bottle of water.
Yes.
You got a coat over there.
Mm-mm. And remember, you got plenty of love to go around.
Amen.
Amen.
You ain't got this baby ready. You got more love than the richest man got money.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right. He got more money than he can use.
Heart flesh.
In his
life.
You got more love.
Yes, Lord.
Than the richest man got money.
Amen.
You can just be loose with it.
Amen.
Ain't got to worry about losing this and losing that.
Amen.
Amen.
Lose that and have plenty more of what left for me. Thank you.
Right.
To lose Amen. That same now over again every day.
That's right.
Every day your love is renewed.
Yes. Amen.
Every day your peace and your joy is renewed.
Yes.
Every day you got plenty. Okay, we got things that's running over.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
So just let the love flow out. The more you love, the more you love.
Yes.
The more you'll be loved.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Bless everyone. I smile upon you.
Amen.
Pastor, I'd like to make an announcement. Like I say, to the mothers and deacons, don't forget the 22nd of May, which is about three weeks from now, on the 22nd, which is a Saturday at 9 o'clock, asking the mothers and deacons if we could meet at the church to discuss some things.
Amen.
If you're not able to make it, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. One up. We'll get the benediction next time then. And may the grace of God speak the union of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.